Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Today is November 11th, 2021, and we are broadcasting live on The Healing Hour. I am your host, Alicia Cooper, with co-host, author of Meet Mason and owner of Mason Strong Apparel, Megan Rogers. With the holidays coming up, we thought this would be a great time to talk about the importance of staying fit. Our guests tonight are known for their fitness boot camp as well as being educators. I'm grateful to have who I call the fitness guru, the owner of Harry Washington 5 Productions and Washington Real Estate, and Harry underscore the trainer, Mr. Harry Washington Jr., and the professor, author of Seeing Things in Black and White, Mr. Antoine Stroman. Our theme for tonight, we're going to focus on wellness and fitness. Feel free to tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom or listen via phone 319-527-6091. And always, if you have any questions or comments anytime during the show, please press 1. Our scripture reading for today comes from Daniel chapter 1. It's a little lengthy, but we're going to go through it. It says, "Then the king ordered Esphatha, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defects, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, 'Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our countenance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see.' So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine, and they were to drink, and gave them vegetables instead." Again, we got the holidays coming up. Everybody can't wait for Thanksgiving, and everybody can't wait for Christmas, most of the time for the food. So we're going to talk to both Mr. Harry and Mr. Antoine on tonight. Hello, fellas. Thank you for coming. I am so excited and nervous all at the same time. I know I don't work with y'all for years, but y'all make me sweat.
Nervous.
We're the one getting nervous. All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harry. Harry the trainer. I'm excited to be on with you guys tonight, and I'm looking forward to educate. I'm looking forward to answer questions that is there or possibly come up, or just to talk about health and fitness. This is my life. This is a lifestyle. This is something that I take joy in. I take pride in. So anytime I have the opportunity to share knowledge and share my journey, it's always a pleasure and an honor to do so. So I'm happy to be on tonight.
Hey, this is Antoine, and ditto everything Harry said. Just grateful for the call, for the opportunity to come and chat with folks, and just to share some things that I've picked up along the way, and in any way, shape, or form, connect with people if that's possible.
All right. First of all, I want to talk about something that I've known y'all to do in the past. I know with COVID and everything, you guys haven't been able to do it. But one of the things y'all used to do was the fitness boot camps. And matter of fact, y'all used to do one right before Thanksgiving or right around Thanksgiving. Can you guys share? I don't Harry, Antoine, either one of you. Can you share where did that concept come from, and you know what made y'all feel that that would be a great thing for the people? I know you guys focus more so not only on people in general, but the people of God as well.
Right. Well, first, it opened up a platform to talk about health, right? We understand that health is kind of like a sketchy thing, especially, you know, just for the African-American community itself. I mean, we love to eat at the end of the day, especially around the holidays, right? That's why we come together, families and whatnot. So Antoine and I thought, okay, what can we do to open the door to talk about health, the importance of health, and how to educate our people, like, hey, even though we're having the holidays, it's good to celebrate, right? We eat as well, but we don't want to go overboard. So, you know, we can post something on social media, but that doesn't mean we don't get the attention of the people, right? So what better way is to have them come together and do something fun? So, you know, yo, let's do a fit camp. And while we're doing the fit camp, we can talk about, hey, the holidays coming up, right? But also here's what we want to make sure that we, hey, our health is still a priority. So I think that was one of the main concepts or the main reasons why we wanted to put the fit camp together, especially before the holidays, because that opened the platform to talk about and educate, hey, what to eat, what probably what to stay away from, or, hey, let's make sure we don't overeat or whatnot. And we feel that was the best way to be hands-on while, you know, working out with the people.
I think, too, to add on to what Harry is getting at, it was more or less in addition to all of those things, it was a gateway to educate people who may not necessarily have been well-educated or well-versed when it came down to what and how to eat. It was a way to push people and let them know, hey, listen, your physical fitness is just as important as these other things. You know, your temple is how it houses the Holy Spirit, so you got to take care of it. So this is a way for us to emphasize that piece to a demographic of people that, let's just say, traditionally don't really, you know, emphasize it.
Right. Also, just to add to that last thing, it was also a good marketing strategy because there wasn't a lot of, you know, fitness people, I guess, around that time throwing fit camp. So we're like, well, this is a good time to market ourselves and market who we are, because I think around that time we was really just getting started with our company. So it was a great way just to, you know, to broadcast what we do and, you know, get our name out there around the time where, you know, people weren't really thinking about working out or doing fit camps.
Now, Harry, I know for a fact, now, I've worked with both of y'all on two different types of levels, and, you know, Antoine is kind of more of the, you know, least you can do it. You more of the least you better do it.
Absolutely. That's why we work so well together. Listen, Antoine, what better way to not, you know, to not have a business with your best friend? You know what I mean? Okay. I'm sure we're going to get into how we started. I'm sure we'll talk about that, but like, people don't understand how me and Antoine are best friends. I guess you could probably hear it in my tone. I'm the more vibrant, outgoing, hype one, and Antoine's more calm and mellow. And so we just perfect. We perfect match. You know what I mean? So yeah, you absolutely right. You better do it, because here's why you want to do it. And Antoine, yeah, come on, let's go. But listen, water and ice cream, I guess. You know, I'm the cold and stuff, and Antoine just make me know.
Nice analogy.
It's why you want to answer today.
I don't know how to, I can't follow that, you know. Water ice cream analogy, man. I can't follow that. That's butter right there.
Butter,
yeah,
right there. I can't mess with that.
Listen, it really is how y'all are though. I never thought of it like that, but that really is how y'all are. Megan.
Yes.
I know you wanted to jump in, so go for
it. Yes, and I was going to ask you guys, and you just kind of touched on about it, like, how did you guys get started? Like, is this something that you feel God called you to do, or Was it a passion of yours? How did you guys get started in this?
So, great question, Megan. So
he and Harry and I lived together for a few years, and we both became like gym rats. We were both like, Harry would come home from work and be like, "Yo, I'm about to go to the gym. You trying to come? Sure." Like, it was that. And so we just kind of took that passion, and we were also in a position where we were beginning to see results, you know, because being at that time, we were in our early and mid-20s, we were bachelors, no wives, no kids yet, you know, so we were just doing whatever. We were down in boxes of pizza, you know, junk food, the whole thing. And then after a while, you know, we started to, you know, we buckled down, got serious, and started to, you know, we started seeing transformation in our bodies and, you know, with our particular goals. And so for the two of us, we had two different visions for what physical fitness looked like for us. But we said, you know, we can combine that and come up with something, you know. So we all put together a business plan, model, the whole thing, and we had a third partner involved, you know, to say, you know, we'll be out of phases. But the main thing was it was developed out of the passion. Like, it was something we really realized. We looked around and said, you know, this is something that people care about. And not only are we doing this, you know, but we're doing this based in God. You know, you don't find that everywhere. You don't find people who are looking to work with you on a physical level, on a mental level, on a nutritional level. You know, we were having some of our fitness sessions with some of the people we worked with were like counseling sessions as well, like mental health counseling sessions and stuff like that. You know, I had people that I worked with, you know, we'd work out for like 45 minutes and then sit for another 45 minutes and they'd tell me what's going on in their lives. You know what I'm saying? And it became that. So, you know, really, you know, I feel like sometimes, you know, in that position, it was a passionate thing. But I think the most important thing is we kept God at the centerpiece of everything. It was the idea of, and our premise was, your body is a temple that houses the Holy Spirit. So you need to take care of it. So,
yeah. So Antoine gave Megan, he gave you the I always mess with on. He gave you the educated version of how we started, but I'm gonna give you the raw cut too. So again, God works in mysterious ways how He operates, right? So yes, me and Antoine used to live together. So here's me and Antoine routine almost every day, or pretty much the weekend. We'll do what we need to do. We'll go to church. We'll come home. We'll order Chinese food almost every day. So what happened is that started catching up to us. So, yeah, we was in our early 20s, mid-20s, and them 20s started going to the later 20s, and we started seeing different results, not the positive results. So we like, man, we got to do something about this. We out of breath. We lived on the top floor, so walking up those steps, it started getting a little hard from when we first started walking up those steps. So we like, well, we got to change this. So we start working out. We start going to the gym. We start running, like doing stuff outside, doing our own things at the house, in the apartment. Then we actually start taking it serious, like, okay, right? Then what happened is we start noticing other people start seeing our results too. We like, okay, let's really start doing it. So, I mean, we start going every single day, I mean, for hours, going to the gym. And what happened is people actually start reaching out because, you know, social media is like one of the best marketing strategies you can do today. And we start posting, right, our stuff. And then next thing you know, you start seeing people asking us questions. And I actually started having people just come out and work out with me. So one day me and Antoine, we talked, and we was like, dude, we probably can actually do something about this. Like, we actually can really, you know, take this serious and actually get educated on that. And that's when the education piece started coming. That's when, you know, we start really taking it serious and start learning, you know, getting book knowledge about health and fitness and how to learn different heart rates and how to, you know, the control heart rates and, you know, keep showing people how to actually properly breathe when to work out and stuff like that. So it really started getting serious and we actually started getting certified. But then, like Antoine mentioned, with the third, we had another person that came into the company too. He was handling on our financial thing. But the one key thing I love about how we started, we prayed about it. We wanted to make sure to see if this was something really that God wanted us to do. We didn't want this to be just a hobby, just to be a fad, like, oh, we just excited in 1 minute, the next minute we're just done. We actually want to see your God. If this is something that you want us to really take part in, show the vision, right? And he literally just how he showed the vision, man, everything that Antoine brought to me, I was like, yo, I was thinking the same thing. And I did the same thing, vice versa. He was thinking the same thing. So it was just a blessing from God that we start. We even prayed about the name, Your Temple Health and Fitness. Like, what does that mean? Don't just give us a name that's just going to be a name, but give us a name that we can represent, that we can really, you know, show forth what that means. And your body is a temple. This is your temple, right? This is where God's supposed to dwell, right? How can he dwell? And, yes, we talk about being clean and not being unclean, and it's always a spiritual thing, but also a natural thing. Like, we got to be right and healthy to go witness. That takes time. I've seen preachers where they preach and they almost faint because they're not in the shape that you're in or witnessing. That takes a lot out of you, so you want to make sure that you're in a good shape to actually do that too. You know what I mean?
You ain't got to talk about me like that.
but you know, so we actually wanted to make sure everything was just aligned. You know what I mean? All our partners were believers as well. So it just came down to that. And again, like Antoine said, our sessions sometimes won't even be sessions. It'll be witnessing sessions, right? It's something that we pray before we work out, right? We pray after we work out, you know. And, you know, we used to train actually in our church. Right, so that actually helped out to even set the atmosphere, because the music we played, the way we talked to our clientele, you know, it was just, everything was different. And we weren't being deep, right? They came in comfortable. We didn't beat God down to them, but it just happened to open that opportunity, just setting the right atmosphere. You know what I mean? And one of our main goals is like, yo, what is really going to separate us from every other personal trainer or fitness company there is? And the main thing is God. You know, being the center and being the head of our company. So that's the version, you know. All time.
Harry, can you mention the name of your company again?
Yeah, Your Temple Health and Fitness.
Yeah.
Your Temple, you said Your Temple Health and Fitness?
Yes.
Okay, we're just going to throw that plug back out there. Amen.
Yeah, my bad.
Just really quickly, while we're on this type of topic, do you guys feel that or believe that fitness and faith go hand in hand?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead, Harry. You can keep it. Go ahead.
The reason why, because you got to believe that you can do it. Right? You got to have faith that you got to keep going on, right? It's just like trusting in God, right? We don't see God. We don't see the Spirit, but we got to have faith. We got to believe that he's there. We got to believe that he's going to make a way out of no way. We got to believe this thing. And same with health. We're not going to see results tomorrow. We're not going to see results the next day or the very next month. But we got to believe that the result's going to be there when we put the work in. When we walking in Christ, that's taking work. To follow him, that's take work. Every day we got to pray to him. Every day we got to seek his face. Every day we got to study his word to show ourselves approved. Every day we got to turn down temptation or cast away temptation, to stay away from temptation. That puts in work. Same thing with fitness. You got to work every day. You got to grind every day. You got to eat right. You got to prep your meals. You got to exercise, right, when you don't want to do it. Every day we don't want to pray. Every day you don't want to read God's word. But you know when you're doing it, it's strengthening you. Every day we don't want to work out. Every day we don't want to eat right. But we know it's building our temples. It's making us better. It's getting us to those goals. So absolutely it goes hand in hand, for sure.
Antoine, did you want
to? I was going to say, he summarized it. That's pretty much what I was going to get at.
Well, I love that your company is faith-based, like faith and fitness. I've always loved that. I myself am into fitness, too. And also, where I work out, it is so important that you have that connection with your trainer, because I can relate to what you guys are talking about when you go in and dump your problems and do that. And I feel like, you know, fitness is like your prayer life makes you strong as well as your fitness life. So I love what you guys are about. I was wondering, like, did you guys have any roadblocks during the pandemic with your clientele, and how does your faith help you in that, if you did?
Yeah, I mean, on my end, definitely, because one, we have to be leery about coming out, you know? Both of us have. I know for me, I have children, so I have to be really, really mindful of what I do
And on top of that, again, people's jobs were stopping, and, you know, people were reluctant about going places and meeting in certain areas, you know, so it does get a little difficult, but I think this is where, like what Harry was mentioning, faith, and with that, you have to have discipline, you have to continue to press yourself, because it's easy for you as a, you know, it's easy for us as individuals to fall into, you know, to fall into slowfulness, you know, to not keep ourselves in shape and keep ourselves together, you know, and then what I look like telling you, you know, or, you know, trying to push you to do something that I'm not even doing, you know, so it really starts, it starts with us first, you know, and over time, you know, people will still reach out to you, you'll navigate or what have you, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was one of those things you just kind of have to keep pressing. You really just had to keep pressing and, you know, and see what happens from there.
For me, absolutely, like Antoine hit on the money. You know, I too have kids, and you know, you got to think about that too. But there's always a ram in the bush. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That Zoom is a great tool.
Yeah. Yep.
So you know, we was able to, you know, to transition from, you know, in person to still having Zoom personal sessions, and I actually ran a couple fit camps via Zoom as well, and still kept the same excitement, you know, played music while we're still doing it, still kept the same energy. And also it brought in creativity too. You know, you really got to be creative to keep people interested, especially being virtual, right? Because it's easy to be distracted. Some people don't like to have their cameras on, right, and stuff like that. So it brings out the creativity. So it was a blessing in disguise. But yeah, absolutely. You know, just, you know, being skeptical of coming out and, okay, what we're going to do now. And like I said, people finances, people lost jobs and stuff like that. So, again, prayer still had to be there. Okay, what we're going to do. Lord, you make a way. Again, this is the vision that you had for us to do. Okay, we trust you with, you know, in all the way that we're going to move. So just guide our steps and don't let us move on our own behalf. Okay, that's sometimes that happens, right? We just talk about, you know, faith and whatnot and trusting. Sometimes we don't want to wait on God because we don't see it. We can do our own thing. But really, you know, waiting on him, and again, he's opening the doors for us to have the technology to do the virtual sessions. And they've been successful, you know, where people have been enjoying it and, you know, the energy's still been there and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Let me take a moment to remind our listeners who are listening via phone. At any time, if you have any questions or you want to make any comments, don't press 1, and we will allow you to speak with our guests and they'll be able to answer any questions that you have. I do have a question. Either one of you can answer that. For somebody who's dealing with, like, sicknesses, where their mobility is not as great, or, you know, somebody like me who, while over the pandemic I've gained some pounds, a lot of my pounds came from, you know, being on steroids. How would you encourage them to lose weight or still be fit even though they have a barrier?
Well, I know one of the things we would do before we work with anyone is we would get like a consultation session in. We would have a conversation with them. What are you allergic to? What do you not like? What do you like to eat? What's your mobility like? What injuries have you had? You know, the whole thing. And this is just designed for us to make sure we can give you something customizable. When I would deal with a lot of the food and meal plans, that was one of the things that I would make sure that I asked people. I wanted to know what you like. I wanted to know what you eat, what you consume on a day-to-day. But also on top of that, what are your days like? Because I have to be mindful of the fact that some people move around a little more than others. And then the same thing with the workout plan. If you've had an injury in the past or you have, like, a health issue, I worked with somebody someone reached out to me. You know, they were like, yeah, I have a heart issue, so I have very limited ability to exercise. But here's what I can and cannot do. And so we navigate, you know, we would navigate with them based on that. So, you know, it's all about, you know, creating something customizable and really just working one-on-one with the person. I believe personally that fitness in any way, shape, or form, whether it's health, fitness, whatever, is not one size fits all. You know, it's everybody has to navigate the way that they, you know, that they navigate based on how their lives are structured and based on, you know, based on how you are, you know. So, yeah, that's it.
And I think Antoine said it perfectly, and just to add to that, just like how you said a barrier, we made sure our main priority was you wasn't going to feel like it was a barrier. We was going to encourage you throughout, no matter how many reps you can do, no matter how many sets you can do, no matter how far you can go, you were going to get encouraged. You were going to feel like you completed the task, right? Because that's what it takes. We believe everything is in the thought. We may think it's a barrier, but if we speak it, just like we're speaking into its existence, or you got to speak these things. Like life and death is in the power, is in your tongue. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to speak life even to the workout. Yo, I can do this. I can get through it. And you're going to have that encouragement from us because we want you to move forward, right? We want you to not think it's a barrier because you think that, you speak that, you're going to already be defeated in that workout before it even started. You know what I mean? So you got to believe that you can push through, right? And that's something that we always do. And yes, we learn our clients. So one thing we also what separated us as well from other trainers, we were very creative in our exercises. Like we design our exercises to what you can do and what you want to look like, right? We ask, okay, what's your body type? What do you want to look like? What do you want to gain? What is your focal point? So all this thing educated us to, okay, this is what we're going to do today. This is how we're going to do it. And then, like Antoine said, with the consultation, that showed us how far we can go. But at the end of the day, we made sure that, hey, you're going to leave feeling like you came out victorious in that workout. And you know what that does? That keeps you going. That keeps you consistent. Where we actually start seeing results, and we actually start seeing clients doing more, and things that I need to show.
Yo, you guys are dope. I just want y'all to know that.
We are.
Take the compliment.
So I have a question. We're talking about working out and getting in shape and everything. But from my experience, I feel like, you know, working out is also a part of, like, keeping your wellness, like, your mental wellness in check.
Yes.
Do you guys agree with that? Like, do you think working out, like, creates a better feeling for yourself, your self-confidence? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel that they go hand in hand?
For me personally, it's like a stress reliever for me. You know, coming from work and dealing with, you know, just your everyday life situations or whatnot. When I work out, that's where I release everything. I give all my energy and my sets. You know, when I feel like I can't do no more, I push it, right? But you got to be mentally stable to do that. Again, like I talked about, you go into the workout feeling depleted and mentally not in it, you're not going to give it your all. So when I go to the gym, I'm feeling excited. You know, I'm excited to get to the gym. I'm excited to push. Like, I can't wait. I schedule my workouts every day of what I'm going to do and how much I'm going to do, and I'm going to max out here. Hey, you know what? I'm going to lift heavier today because what I'm doing is I'm visualizing the end result, and that's got to be the right thing. So if I'm going in, I don't really feel like doing it today. I don't know why I'm here. You know what? You're going to go in there and just, like, get easily distracted. You know, it's like, you know, I'm out of here because everything that you do is actually, it literally starts in the mind. You know what I mean? So your mind has to be almost positive. You know, if you want to move into a positive result, it almost got to be positive. Just like starting a business, right? It started with a thought first, now actions behind it. But if we went into it like, hey, do you think we really want to do this? You know what I mean? Already speaking negative about, oh, I ain't going to work. You know, people are always quitting and let's just forget it. No, we went into it like, yo, what are we going to do? What are we going to change? So that same thing with your fitness, right? Having a mental first, positive mindset, then, you know, visualizing the end result, visualizing the goals, you know, and now you'll start acting out, especially when you start working out and things like that. So absolutely, hand in hand, for sure.
And I definitely, I agree with all of that. I emphasize in these days, in these times, I really, really emphasize the importance of mental health, of having us being centered and having a strong sense of mental health. And I feel like, you know, going along with what you mentioned, the self-confidence and all of those things, but the genuine, like, stress reliever, and also that whole idea of the process. When you're in the process of working out, like, that is nothing to me more satisfying than, like, knowing that I've pushed myself and knowing that I've been able to accomplish something in this gym or in this workout setting. You know, that's a satisfying piece. And that's good for your mental health because it translates into other areas, you know?
What advice would you give to somebody that is new to the fitness world and, you know, they're not sure where to start or what to do? Like, what advice would you give to somebody?
You want to take it in, or you want to?
Yeah.
No, I was going to see if you were going to, but I can't. Well, if you're brand new, the advice that I would give you is, like, Rome wasn't built in a day, like they say. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and look like The Rock. You know what I'm saying? So just, one, start at your own pace. Do what you can do. And if you're looking for directions where to start, YouTube, Instagram is a powerful tool. You can look up, you know, especially Harry's page. He puts a lot of his workouts up there. If you want the inspiration or just the ideas, go to his page, look up what he's doing. He's going to show you what's what, you know, or any other people that you follow. Again, YouTube is a really good source. If you want to say, I want to start working out for 15 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, you can find a video or reach out to someone that you may know. Here's what I can do for 10 minutes. And again, do what you can. Do what you can. It's a process. And then as you do, build. The main thing that I would say to keep at heart is to just remain as consistent as possible. If you can, plan out. Like, I'm going to do each week, set a goal. I'm going to do 3 workouts this week. If you're starting with 15 minutes, 10 minutes or something like that, I want to do 10 minutes of this. Or I'm going to do 30 minutes of walking. Or I'm going to install an app on my watch or on my phone that tracks my calories or tracks my steps or what have you. You know, anything that works. Like, it's really about what works for you. It's really about what works for you. There's no real handbook to being fit, quote unquote. There are things that work, but the reality is it's about what works for you. So I would say start out small, playing your stuff out, and then gradually move forward, but just maintain a sense of discipline.
Absolutely. Well, first thing, thanks, Antoine, for the plug. Yes, you can follow me at Harry_the_trainer. Again, that is Harry_the_trainer. That is my personal page. If you like to see all type of videos or questions, you can follow me there. Thank you. For me, I will actually get to the underlying issue. So first, actually, what made you interested in working out anyway, right? And then get to, okay, if you're skeptical about starting, well, tell me why you're skeptical. Let's really get to the why, because sometimes there's really no reason. Sometimes we just is us, like, just I just don't feel like it, you know. So you can really get to that underlying issue first, or that underlying hesitation. Then we overcome that, then we can start moving forward, then we can start leading and start doing the right things. But for me, I'm going to dig in first to see first what made you interested anyway, because there's something that made you look into it, then there's also something that's stopping you, you know. So let's dig into that why, to see if that's really something that should be stopping us. Because if it's not, then now we can hold each other accountable, and then let's get moving. Right, and you know how we talk to our clients is we, right? It's never just you do this. No, we're going to do this. No, we're going to complete this. No, we're going to get this started. No, we're going to overcome, because we're in this together, right? When we take on a client, we become family, right? That's, we're in this together because we want to see you win, right? When you win, we win. And you know, that's how we move.
So, my question to you is, how do you know when it's time for you to increase your workout? So, for example, say that someone is walking and they walk for 30 minutes. When will they know that the 30 minutes is no longer enough, that they need to bump up the time? I remember someone saying that to me, like, if you're walking for 35, 40 minutes, after a while, that's not going to be a workout.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body has gotten adjusted to it.
Yeah, it would still be a workout, but just to answer your first question, or I guess that's still the question, you would know because you would see when you first started, maybe that 30 minutes, you're like, oh, man, I'm tired. Now when that 30 minutes starts coming, you're like, oh, man, I could do some more, right? So you would know, like, okay, well, let me increase my 30 minutes to an hour, right? Then that hour start getting like, okay, well, let me add a little pacing there. Right now what I start doing, I start pacing, right, for a couple minutes. Then your pacing start turning to now the first 30 minutes I was walking, now that's the pace, right? So now that 30 minutes start turning to an hour. So your body will tell you when it's time to move forward because you start, you know, your endurance will start increasing, right? Because your body's like a machine, right? You got to keep your body guessing, or it will plateau, or it'll become stagnant, right? So your body will tell you when it's time to now to increase, right? And also it'll tell you when it's time to decrease. It's time, all right, let's slow down a little bit, because it's literally like a machine, right? You got to keep it moving. So, but your body will let you know. Right, it's not nothing you just have to do automatically. It's literally your body will let you know when you're ready to advance.
Yeah, you'll also start to like you'll want to push yourself more. You'll feel like okay, I didn't even work out. You know, I gotta maybe possibly to step up. You know.
Now, can you underwork or overwork in a workout? Can you overwork or underwork your body?
You can do both. You can do both. In terms of underwork, like you can just like Larry mentioning, like your body's going to react. So if you're doing a certain workout so many times, and I remember someone saying it to me, there are two responses that happen when it comes to physical fitness and getting in shape. Your body will either react it'll either adapt or react. You want to get to a position where your body reacts. If your body adapts, it's basically storing up enough energy just to be able to do this workout. Right? That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to burn all your energy or that you're going to maximize your muscle or your cardiovascular potential. It's just that you've done this so many times, your body's literally used to it. So it's like, okay, I'm going to just allot enough for this, and that's what it is. Now, that's underworking. And, you know, you wouldn't see a lot of results that way. You know, you wouldn't see the results that you would be looking for. However, if you are... when it comes to overworking, I mean, you'll know if you overwork. You'll pass out or, you know, you'll have, like, no energy or your muscles, you know, there'll be certain, you know, there'll be signs. There'll be physical signs. You'll know if you've done too much. And that's something you have to think about when it comes to being fit and when it comes to being, you know, when it comes to your health. You have to be mindful to just do enough. Some people like to go all the way over the edge because they feel like, I want to maximize these results, and I want it now. When it's a process, it takes time, you know? So,
Harry, I was just looking at your Instagram page, I see this a lot about, like, bulking and shredding. And can you explain that process and, like, why people bulk and then shred?
Yeah, so for me personally, it's like your preference. It's like, what do you want to look like at that time? You know, if I want to bulk, right, when I'm thinking about bulking, all right, I want to start lifting heavier, right? So when I'm bulking, that means I'm increasing my calorie intake within that day, right? Because the more calorie I take, the more strong, the more I'm feeding my muscle, the more heavier I can lift. Then when I'm shredding, I'm getting more cut, I'm getting more tone. So I'm cutting all the fat, and they're healthy fat, but I'm cutting the fat, whereas now I'm tightening up my skin, where now it's just being more shredded. It's just more muscularity that's coming out, you know, and, yeah, you still have the strength, right, but, you know, it'd be more of, like, now calisthenic-type bod, right, a calisthenic-type wear. So it's more just your preference, for me, it's just my preference, what I want to do, you know. When I bulk, I want to look bigger. Right, for that time period. Then when I shred, I want to look just more muscular, you know, where you can see the definition. But that's the difference. It's only, you know, just
you know, just the really the increase in your food intake, and just from looking muscular to just looking bulky big. It's really no, and well, it's a big difference to it, but it's, like I said, it's not, all right, I need to look at this right now because of this reason. Just literally just your preference, what you want to have, what type of body type you want to have. So that's why you see me going back and forth to shredding and bulking.
Okay. I see that a lot. You know, I hear about that a lot. I just always kind of was curious. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm just I hate to try, I'm sorry to change the subject, but I was just looking at your page a little further, and I saw that you trained a young lady that's blind, and my son is blind, so that just, it just really caught my attention. I think that's awesome. I give you a lot of props for training somebody with a disability. How can you tell me what that experience is like?
Now, for that, I didn't train her. I just happened to see her at the gym, and it motivated me. Yeah, so when I see stuff like that, I like to post, because, like I said, my page, if you look, is like I do like quotes, like on my stories, I would say quotes like, yo, let's get it today. Don't, you know, always overcome adversity, always push past obstacles. So when I see things that's motivating, I like to post that. That, like, I was at the gym and I seen it. I said, man, what is the excuse that we have? I hear so many excuses, but when I see somebody that has that type of disability, and coming in the gym, have to literally walk with somebody to go to each machine, but she's in there. She's in there. And that literally, like, pushed past. Like, we're blessed. You know, sometimes when we give excuses, it's like we almost taking the ability that we have for granted. When we want to just sit at home and just eat and just be there, where, you know, people wish they had the abilities that we have to do certain things that we have to do. And when you see things like that, like, it first, God, thank you for allowing me to be able to have to see, but to still see the encouragement for there. So, I haven't had the pleasure of training a person with that type of disability. I have clients with disabilities, but for this is just more just catching a moment and just trying to show forth just the world of just how much of a motivation this was, where, you know, there's people really out here that's pushing past, you know, great obstacles, to be healthy, you know.
And that's awesome. I think that you posted that as motivation, because, you know, we come up with a million excuses in a day why not to do something, like, oh, I don't have time, you know, whatever the case may be. But to see something like that, like you said, what's your excuse? So that's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
If people just be honest, sometimes they could, you know, just drop the excuse and say, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Nothing wrong with that.
It eliminate all the extra excuses. Before we go to the call of salvation, I do have a question. I know Megan asked earlier about, like, what would you know, how would you encourage someone who is just starting? But how would you encourage someone who who's exercising or working out, but their diet is still off? Like, they're not understanding why certain things won't come together because of, you know, because they might go to the gym, and then as soon as they get home, you know, cake, ice cream, and everything else is awaiting them. You know what I mean? Like, how would you encourage someone who is trying to figure it out? Like, how do I do this? You know, I should be able to eat whatever, because there are people who really believe I can eat whatever I want and work out too, and I'll be able to have the same results.
So one thing I can say about me, Antoine, first, because we believers, like, we don't lie to our clientele, right? And we're not all about the bottom dollar, right? You would see a lot of client trainers, they just here to take your money, train you, they don't care what you do after that, right? So what we do, like Antoine said, we do a consultation. Our consultation is not actually just a workout consultation. It's actually a conversation, right? To let you know, we like to set the precedent of what, in order for you to see results, this is what you have to do, right? If you don't do these things, you're not going to see the results. And we tell our clients straight up, right, if you're, everything first starts in the kitchen. It starts in the kitchen, right? When you're working out, when you're exercising, that's not actually making you lose the weight. All that's doing is helping you to show the results of what you're eating, That's all it's doing. When you're working out, you're just tightening up your skin. Have you ever noticed people that lost weight so fast, but you see a lot of flab skin? Because that person don't exercise, but they just probably change their eating habits. But when you're exercising with working out, that's why you see people when they lose weight, their skin is getting tighter. You're just tightening up your skin to show forth the results of what the kitchen is doing. So that's the true result is the kitchen. You can work out. You can do everything. As soon as you go home and eat a pizza, everything that you did is just wasted. You literally just put all those calories that you burnt back into your body. You understand what I'm saying? So one thing that we do is let our clients know it starts in the kitchen first. That's the weight loss. Everything else is more like the fun part. It's just like, okay, now let's show the results of what we're doing in the kitchen. If that don't go hand in hand, you will not see results.
Yep.
Antoine, did you want to?
Nah, he pretty much hit the nail right on the head. The only thing I would add is this, like, as time goes, like, what I like to share with people when it comes to eating is, like, it's not just, yes, it is what you eat that's important. It's also, like, how you eat, too. You know, there are little hacks. When I was boxing, my coach used to tell us, he gave us this hack. You know, I remember it was, like, right before Thanksgiving or something like that. And he said, eat at Thanksgiving. Just eat all the meat. And at the time, I didn't understand what he was getting at. I was like, okay, I'm going to eat turkey, ham, chicken, whatever. I'm going in. And what I learned later was he was pushing us to eat protein. He was like, eat the protein. Stay away from the carbs, right? So once you really get into it, you learn, like, how. He would always tell us, don't eat after this time. If you do eat after this time, eat a piece of fruit, okay? So little hacks like that, you know, that to help you with your weight loss. The how is just as important as the what.
Right. I know they say, like, eat, like, five meals a day or eat, like, every 2 hours or three meals and two snacks, different things like that, because when our metabolism slow down, you know, if we're only eating once a day, then the food is being stored up as fat, which causes us to gain weight. So some people are not overweight because they eat everything. Some people are overweight because they eat nothing. You know, you're absolutely right. Like, there's different things that we have to do in order, food-wise, in order to you know, go forward with this thing as well. But we have come to the hour of giving the call of salvation. We're grateful for all of our listeners, and both Harry and Antoine, they kept centering everything around God. And we know that without him, we are nothing, and without him, we can't do anything. Some of us might have tried this journey of weight loss or you know, fitness and wellness, but we just can't figure out what's missing. And in all honesty, it can very well be God that's missing in the midst of this. So we want to introduce you to our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we want to believe that you were pricked just by hearing about wellness and fitness. If you don't have Jesus and you would like to accept him, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. All we have to do is accept, believe, and confess. It's just simple words that you can repeat after me. God, I thank you to accept Christ. I thank you that you gave me another chance. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from the inside out. I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead, and I'm confessing with my mouth the very thing that I believe. Thank you so much for loving me and giving me this second chance. in Jesus' name. Amen. And we believe that if you said that prayer, that you are saved. And we would suggest to you to get into a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, one where the pastor or the senior leadership is teaching the unadulterated Word of God. We thank you all for listening on tonight, and at this time, we're going to turn everything back into the hands of Pastor Toy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We bless God for the healing hour for Elder Elisha Cooper, for her co-host this evening, for her two guests, Brother Harry and Brother Antoine. I'm going to just say Tony because I don't want to mess it up. I'm sorry. I'm looking at how it's spelled, and my tongue just not working right. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to say Tony. I bless God for all of you this evening and for coming forth and talking about something that, to be real honest, we don't like to talk about amongst the body of Christ. You know, we talk about everything but fitness and health and wellness. We talk about how God will provide, how God is our healer, how God is our blesser, how God is our way maker. We sit there and say the devil is the liar, and we don't want to believe the doctor's report, and whose report will we believe? We do all of that, but we forget that there's a part that we have to do also. And I just bless and praise God that you two young men have taken the initiative to not just teach people how to become healthy, but also to do it in accordance to God's word. So we just bless God for you. By faith, we thank and bless God for those out there who we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. We encourage you, as Elder said, to find the Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with In Search of the Truth, and the host is Evangelist Cheryl Johnson. Again, that's In Search of the Truth, and the host is Evangelist Cheryl Johnson. You do not want to miss that anointed woman of God. We will be broadcasting right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Also, please feel free to join us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, www.pknradio.com, where we are blessed to be able to broadcast gospel music. You can also get in touch with the individual host, as well as let us know how we can continue to be a blessing unto you. Again, we thank each and every one of you for listening in to this, our 1,535th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Elder Alicia, wonderful job this evening. Sister, brothers, wonderful job this evening. The ministry is back in your hands. God bless you all.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to get in touch with, matter of fact, I'll let him tell you. I'll say it. If you'd like to get in touch with Harry Washington and Antoine, their company is called Your Temple Health and Fitness LLC. You can follow Harry on Harry the Trainer. Harry_the_trainer. On top of that, I just want to throw in a plug. Harry is also, he also does videography. So if you're looking for someone who is saved and you want them to come out and to bless your event through video, you have Harry also. Antoine has his book, Seeing Things in Black and White. You can support by buying a copy on Amazon, and also Megan, who has her book, Meet Mason, about her son, who is blind. Her book is also available on Amazon. You guys, starting with Antoine and then Harry, if y'all could give final words of encouragement to the listeners, that would be great.
First thing again, thank you, Alicia, Mr. Cooper, and Elder Cooper, and Pastor Toy for this platform, this opportunity. We don't take it for granted at all. Whenever God opened up the door, we definitely like to take, go forth. So, like I said, those that are listening, just understand our health is important. Our health should be a priority, right? In everything that we do, right? I'm sure we are involved in a lot of things, right? Church, our work, our children, our family, whatever it is, right? And you have to be available to do those things, right? And one thing to be available is to be healthy, right? If you're not healthy, if you're not in the right health, or if you're not in the right shape, it's going to be hard to do those tasks, right? It's sad where, there's parents that can't go out to their kids' events or can't run around with their children because they're just not in shape or can't do just your everyday duties, right? So we have to take our health serious, right? We shouldn't wait till the doctor say, yo, it's time to really get ourselves together, right? We can't take it for granted, right? We must, make our health and the way we move and just our lifestyle a priority every single day. And like I said, you need help with that, right? First, it's going to take prayer, right? And ask God to put you in the right position, put people in the right position to help you and motivate you. And like I said, me and Antoine is here. Again, you can follow my page. You can hit me up. I'm an open book. I'm very reachable and approachable. So please contact me anytime.
Yeah, and I think on top of all of this, one thing, especially around these holidays, I really will push you guys to value your mental health. Try to do your best to create some space for yourself to just, whether it's prayer or whatever the case is, just create a little space for yourself. Find something that you like to do to decompress and woosah, if you will, because your mental health is just as important as your physical. And we got to take care of that. It's something that's not talked about very much in the body of Christ, but it's something that we definitely need to take care of. So appreciate Reverend Elder Cooper and Pastor Toy for the invite. And, yeah, just hope everybody stays well.
I want to thank Megan Rogers again for being my co-host with tonight. Thank you, Harry and Antoine, for joining us, being our special guests, and giving us all of these nuggets on wellness and fitness. Again, this is the Healing Hour. I am your host, Elder Elisha Cooper. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Blessings and favors be upon you. Until next time, peace.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.